This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We come therefore to kindness. Now in kindness, I want to tell you some other stories. Not stories of great international incidents, but small things. Because the small things illustrate these qualities much more than, you know, in a big incident, a person is acting consciously and he may have thought of a whole plan. But small things are everyday things. Three children. Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu. Slave is bought in the market. Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha presents him to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Little boy, maybe at that time he is about 9 years old or so. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes him in. The first thing he does is he frees him. And now he says, he is living with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is free, not a slave. He had been captured from somewhere. He was an African, black African boy. So his father and uncle, they were looking for him. So after some months, they, through whatever grapevine, they heard that this boy is here in Makkah. They came searching and they heard that he is with, he is the slave or of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they came to the house of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, we have come to for our son and whatever ransom you want, whatever his price, we are ready to pay, we want to buy him back." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There is no price because he is not a slave. I freed him already, he is not a slave anymore." So they said, "Can we take him?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You are most welcome to take him, but ask him if he wants to go." They said, "Fair enough." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the boy. He said, "Ya Zaid, you know this person?" He said, "Yeah, he is my father." "You know this person?" "Yes, he is my uncle." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "They have come to take you back." Zaid said, "I don't want to go. I don't want to go." Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu. So the father and uncle, they saw the boy is happy, they saw he's well taken care of and so on. He said, "He doesn't want to go, alhamdulillah, no problem." So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, please let him be with you." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa took him by the hand, took him to the Kaaba, and he stood there and he announced and said, "This boy is my son. From today he will be called Zaid bin Muhammad." It's only later when in Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab, which prohibited adoption in this form, which is to give your name to the adopted child. You can still take a boy or a girl into your home and look after them like your own children, which is what you are supposed to do anyway. But you can't give them your name. They will, when they grow up, they will not be mahram for you. And you... they will not inherit from you normally. So if you want them to inherit, you will have to give them property and so on, gift it to them. Because if you die, then they will not be able to inherit from you because they are not actually your children. So this is the Islamic law as far as adoption is concerned. But absolutely no problem with adopting in the sense of bringing them home, keeping them as your children, raising them just like your children. So this will happen to Zaid bin Haritha. Now, Zaid bin Haritha lived with the Messiah his whole life. He grew up, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married him to Maiman. They had a son called Usama bin Zaid. Later on he was married to Zainab bin Jahash radiallahu anha. And later on Zainab bin Jahash was divorced and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her, and all of that is a different story. But Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu says that one day when he was still a little kid, 8-9 years old, 10 years old, he said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're talking about kindness. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me and told me, gave me some money and said, "Go to the market and get me something." He said, "I went. On the way, some of my friends were playing. I got involved in the game. I forgot about my job which I was sent to do. And quite a long time passed." Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having sent the boy, he got worried because here is this young boy. He went away. He hasn't come for a long time. So he went out searching for him. What does he find? He finds him playing with his kids. So he stood there, he called him. Then I said, "I got a fright because I was supposed to go and get this stuff. And now the Prophet ﷺ himself is here." So he said, "I came there." Nabi ﷺ asked him, "What happened?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm very sorry." He said, "No problem. Give me the money, I'll go and get the stuff." Then I said, "I put my hand in my pocket, this pocket, that pocket. Money's gone." He was playing this game somewhere, some money fell out. He said, "I couldn't find it." So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, money is lost." He said, the Prophet ﷺ smiled and told me, "Go finish your game and come home." And then he went to get whatever he had to get. Another boy who was in the service of Nabi ﷺ when he first went to Medina, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Anas bin Malik at that time was about 10 years old. He stayed in the service of Nabi ﷺ throughout his life until Rasulullah ﷺ passed away. And one of the many fada'il of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu is that from the time, from the day Rasulullah ﷺ passed away, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu used to see Rasulullah ﷺ in a dream every single night. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the Ru'yatun Nabi, the sight of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once. I make this dua, Allah give me once before I die, inshallah. Anas bin Malik used to see every day. This Anas bin Malik says, I served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years in Medina. And he said, not one instance was there when he even frowned at me. He said, I was a boy, he told me to do things, I would forget, I would do them wrong, all kinds of, like any kid, you know. He said, not only did he not reprimand me, he didn't beat me, he didn't curse me, he did not even frown at me in 10 years. Not even once. A third boy, Jewish boy, who used to hang out with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to be around. Rasulullah once didn't see him, couple of days passed, he asked the people, he said, where is that boy? This is Ya Rasulullah, he is very sick and looks like he will die. Nabi Sallallahu said, take me to him. So they took him into the house. This boy is obviously dying, last moments of his life, he is lying on the bed. His father is standing on one side of the bed. Rasulullah went and sat down and he took the hand of the boy in his hand. And he said to the boy, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِهُ. He said, say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ and be successful. This boy's last moments is dying. He looks at his father. Father is a Jewish man. Boy is a Jewish boy. He looks at his father. The father says, obey Abu al-Qasim. He said, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jewish man. He says, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The boy says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ and he passes away with his hand in the hand of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Nabi holds somebody's hand, he will not release it until he gets into Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. Eh? What is this kindness? When even the Jewish father of the boy tells him, believe and obey Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is this kindness? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to help his family at home. He would joke with them, laugh with them and so on. Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha one day says that I challenged him. I said, Ya Rasulullah, make rotis with me. You know, she is making bread. He says, make bread with me. Let's see who makes more bread. Let's see who makes it faster. So she said, I made. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And she said, I made one, and I made two, and I made three, and I made four. And he is still sitting with one. He doesn't cook. So she said, I laughed and I said, Ya Rasulullah, you can't even make bread. See, I made so many. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, what the hand of Muhammad touches, the fire does not touch. He said, what can I do? It doesn't cook. He said, what the hand of Muhammad has touched, the fire cannot touch. So it's not that I don't know how to make bread. The fire doesn't cook my bread. Where is this kindness? What happened to us? What happened to us? Only stories. Today we are characterized by hatred, Allah. Our whole dialogue is hatred, our whole dialogue is differentiating, our whole dialogue is moving people away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people loved him so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to reveal Quran to say, leave him alone. He has a personal life. When he invites you for a meal, go eat the meal and leave. Don't go, if he invites you for dinner, don't go at the time of breakfast. Go at the time when you are invited, eat the food and go. Don't sit there talking. And Allah said, he is shy to tell you what Allah is not shy to tell you. Read the ayat of Suratul Ahzab. Why does Allah have to say all this? Because they loved him so much. Why did they love him so much? Because of this kindness. because of this bigness of heart, because of this generosity. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seriously, brothers and sisters, we have to really, really, really look at ourselves and say, what have we become? Imagine what this world will be like. Imagine what the reaction of the non-Muslims will be like if we become like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can object to somebody who is kind? Tell me. Who can object to somebody who is giving? We were sent to give. We were not sent to take. We were sent to take from Allah and give to the people. But we are scratching around in the dirt like chickens, like everybody else. Then we get worked up because people don't like us. Nobody likes somebody who takes. We like people who give. We come to the 9th of the 10th, which is truthfulness.